Today's Distorted View podcast is brought to you by...
What's the color of my life? White. My skin gets me where I want to be. 100% perfection. Think about it. 9 out of 10 of the world's richest people are white. White gets you accepted. A better job. Ahead in life. Lighten up. Make the white choice. White, the color of a bright life.
Tema om den hvide race kommer snart på DR3.
Hey freaks, it's Monday, February 18th, 2019. Coming up on the program today, laughing at dramatized elderly abuse, plus who is grandma's favorite president of all time? Palmolive is turning Asians white one bath at a time, and the handjob salon is open. All coming up today.
Stay at my motherfucking business. Laffy Taffy, bitch. Put it up for me. Turn it up. Laffy Taffy. Laffy Taffy, ho. Laffy Taffy, bitch.
Jam and wow.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yeah, Tim back here starting a new week of programs. Happy President's Day or whatever bullshit holiday today is if you live in the United States. If you do live here, I hope you've taken time to reflect and think about all of the many great leaders this nation has had over the, 700 years we've been around. What? We're not even up to 250 years yet? And we're having this many problems? Technically, we should still be in the honeymoon phase. Oh, this country's doomed. I was thinking about my favorite president, and then after much contemplation, realized I don't have one and don't give a fuck. I'm guessing most people share that opinion, and President's Day truly is a waste of time. It's just an excuse to take the day off and buy a couch at amazing savings. I thought at the top of the program I would cold call a few people and just ask them who their favorite president was, but it turns out people get very suspicious when you call them on the telephone and the first thing you say is, "Who's your favorite president? Why?" So then I changed my tactic and I was like, "I want to give you free meat, but you gotta answer this question." And still, most people hung up. I did manage to get a hold of one sad old lady who really, I think, was just looking for someone to talk to. Which is great for her, because I have absolutely no intention of mailing out meat to this bitch.
Hello.
Agnes.
Yes.
Hi. Happy President's Day.
Hi. Who am I talking to?
My name is Lucretius. I'm with the Honey Baked Horse Company. How are you today?
Well, not so good.
Why? What's going on?
What I'm doing.
Is it one of the three H's? Hip, heart, or hemorrhoids?
Well, I've got problems.
Oh, my God. Tell me about it. I am lactating like crazy over here. How's the weather?
Nice today. It's cold, but it's nice.
Yeah, I bet you you're always cold. Circulation, you know. Well, I'm here to give you a free honey-baked horse, but you got to tell me who your favorite president is on this most special of holidays, President's Day. Who was your favorite president?
Who's my favorite president?
Yeah, out of all of them. Living or dead?
Oh. Oh, that's a big decision to make.
I know. I know. It's a big decision, and you've got a lot to choose from. Over 7,000.
Right now, we're happy with the one we got.
You love Trump. Trump is your favorite president. Would you let him grab you right by your pussy? Yes or no? He is your favorite. He's dreamy. Would you let your favorite president grab you by that dried out, hollowed cunt of yours? We're talking about a free honey-baked horse here. That's USDA grade F meat. It's real soft. You can gum it. God damn it! What am I gonna do with all this horse meat? Why did I buy so much of it? I know what you're saying. Tim, you seem to always call people named Dorothy, Agnes, Edith. And there's a very simple reason for that. I hate old people. No, they like to talk. Old people have no one in their lives to converse with. They're lonely. It's sad. Also, without fail, if you go back and look at all the times I've ever talked to an old person on the phone and asked them how they're doing, they're never doing good. you know, the standard polite response. How are you doing? Good, how are you? It's always, not well. I've got problems. It's like, lady, you don't know who's on the other end. Of the, you're talking to a complete stranger. They don't want to hear about your goiter. We're just exchanging pleasantries. Yet, she has the audacity to hang up the phone when I ask her a simple question about if she wants her president to grab her by the pussy. Why? That's what he do. That's his MO. And what, out of all the presidents in the history of the United States, she chose Trump. That's concerning, isn't it? There are some heavy hitters in that list, if you think about it. Abraham Lincoln, George fucking Washington, James A. Garfield. Okay, maybe not James A. Garfield. Who's the president that couldn't fit in a tub? Was it Grover Cleveland? He had to have a special tub installed because he was so fucking fat. That would have also been a good choice. Trump is just a curious pick, I think. It's not even like a Democrat versus Republican thing. It's just like, what has he really accomplished yet? I mean, maybe he'll do great things, but so far he's just been whining and bitching about this wall for 2.5 years. The brilliant negotiator finally managed to squeeze out like 2% of his requested gazillion dollars. And then the rest of the time in office, he's been what? Kicking out trannies in the army and making little Mexican babies cry because they can't find their mommies. Mommy and daddy are in a cage. Also, we're not good with keeping records. We lost track of them 4 or 5 months ago. There's no chance of you ever seeing them again. All right. Well, there you go. According to the one person I called, Trump is the best president in U.S. history. Speaking of old people, I've got an amazing training video I found. This is for people working in nursing homes or hospice care, and it features some great acting. I don't think this VHS tape was used to train nurses like how to take care of old people. It's titled Your Legal Duty. So I think this is really just about like how to stay out of trouble. How not to get sued when taking care of old people.
I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Give me back my teeth. I wanna go home.
You heard that right. This old man is screaming, I want my teeth. Give me back my teeth. But he can't talk very well because he doesn't have his teeth. All right, so this old man is being wheeled through a nursing home.
I wanna go home. I wanna go home. Give me back my teeth. I wanna go home. Give me my teeth. I wanna go home. Where are my teeth? I wanna go home. My teeth. Give me my teeth. Let me go home. No, don't put me in here. Home. No, don't put me in here. No. Now I go home! Let me go home!
They've just wheeled him into a dark room and locked the door, and he can't move because he's in a wheelchair. And that's when the title screen pops up. Your Legal Duty, reporting elder and dependent adult abuse. By the way, I don't know if you guys have ever been to a nursing home. My grandmother was placed in a nursing home when I was very young. There's always at least one old person screaming, I want to go home! Take me home! It really is a horrifying place for a young person to be. I hated going to the nursing home visiting my grandmother.
Oh, let me out of here! Let me out!
As a mandated reporter of elder and dependent adult abuse, you are in a unique position. You are the person who is entrusted with the day-to-day health and welfare of some of the most vulnerable among us.
I honestly don't care about this video. I'm just here for the dramatic reenactments. Here is the next one. This woman is pushing her buzzer, calling a nurse for help.
Just need a little help here. I just need some help. Don't take my button away. Don't take my button away.
Yeah, the nurse is not here to help. He is annoyed by that noise. Lady, you're abusing your buzzer privileges. That could be. You know, we don't know the whole story. She could be a problem patient. One who's always using the buzzer. Remember Stephen Asante, that big fat guy who was on My 600-Pound Life or whatever? He got in trouble because he would call the nurses nonstop.
Mr. Asante.
Half an hour.
I just came in.
Yep.
I'm the nursing supervisor.
I don't care who you are. I just want to know if I'm going to get help. I don't care about your name or anything else.
All right, but with you hollering, not gonna get us
because I'm sitting on shit and piss.
Okay, so we're
for half an hour
off.
When?
Okay. Right now.
When? Right, I don't see now. The nigga. Do I? Where is she? Well, where is
that's him? Right. He's dropping the N-bomb.
You're not going to tolerate that kind of language.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to tolerate saying that shit and piss all fucking day either. Got that, bitch? So if you're not in here in 5 fucking minutes, the police will be called.
My point is, in these reenactments, the old people are so sweet. I just need some help. Let me press my buzzer. Please don't take my buzzer away. It's the only thing I have. But in real life, you know, she's probably calling the staff. I need that Haitian over here. Where's that dirty brown Haitian? The one who can barely speak English. She needs to wipe my ass now. Mrs. Martin, the Haitian, is named Denise, and she doesn't handle that. She takes your blood. No, I remember it's the Haitian who wipes my ass because her skin is the color of my shit. Now, kindly give me back my buzzer so I can ding my poop servant in here. All right, I have got one more example here of the dramatic reenactments featured in this training video. This is elderly on elderly abuse, and the staff just ignores it. An old man is reading a book.
My book. You have my book. My book.
And then the other patient claims that it was his book and beats him with the book. It's just really weird, the dialogue. It sounds like early man. Like, you, my book, you have. Ah! Ready?
My book, you have. My book, my book.
My book, you have. Ah! Beat you with it. Working with old people really is like being a preschool teacher or something. It's really the same job duties. Old people are screaming and crying. You gotta pacify them. They shit and piss themselves. You gotta wipe them. God, getting old just seems fantastic. Hey, at the top of the program, you may have been confused about what I was playing.
What's the color of my life? White. My skin gets me where I want to be.
That is a real commercial that aired in, I think, India. And it's advertising a product that is a skin whitener, basically. It's so great being white, and everyone knows it. Apparently, this is also true for India and China. China is a country where a lot of skin whitening products exist. And these are by, like, legit companies. Palmolive, Nivea, Suave. They all sell skin whiteners in other countries, and I've got a few examples here.
I love white.
We all do, honey.
White is clean. White is pure. White is beautiful. Moss Beauty makes my skin whiter.
This is for a product called Placenta White, which I looked is not a paint available at Sherwin-Williams. The closest you're going to find is Miscarriage White.
Healthier. Younger looking. I'm at my most beautiful with Moss Beauty Placenta White. Moss Beauty, whiter skin in 14 days.
So that's Placenta White by a smaller company. This is Palmolive.
White plus papaya only takes a week. Helps make my skin so white.
This is how fucking backwards and behind the times India is. This is a product for Palmolive White plus papaya. The papaya craze was in the 90s. Get with the program.
Make my skin so smooth.
Palmolive Naturals White plus papaya. Me 100% natural orange papaya extract. Para ang skin whiter at smoother feeling in 1 week.
White plus papaya. My skin so white. Para sa puting pangyosa.
Palmolive Naturals White plus papaya. Feel your skin and soul sing.
There's also products for guys. Fair and Handsome is a line of products. I'm not going to play that commercial because it's in some jib-jab language. It's funny because these are like modern-day commercials. This isn't from like the 60s or 70s or 80s or even 90s. You know, these are present-day ads.
I won't let my skin keep me in the shadows.
Darkie.
Try Olay Natural White Beauty Bar.
Olay!
With triple whitening system.
Paint, acid, and bleach. Three painful ways to obtain a white skin.
It gently exfoliates,
brightens, and even skin tone. For beautiful, naturally fair skin from head to toe. Now, step into the spot.
Is this the Clarissa Explains It All theme song in the background?
And light.
This is your moment.
Natural White from Olay.
Managed to get a Clarissa Explains It All reference in today's show. It's going to be a good day.
Beautiful.
All right, you get the idea. What's really interesting and fun are the comments. It's a real race war situation. A black person chimed in. Good luck with sunburns. Kind of feel like she's grasping at straws here. Another black person, and I can tell because of her like little avatar image or whatever. Listen to Lexi. Said, did they actually say that whiter skin makes you look younger? It's been scientifically proven that lighter skin shows the discoloration and wrinkles caused by age and sickness faster and earlier than dark skin. And then a bunch of those emojis were like, you're laughing so hard, you're crying. Then Zachary commented, the funny thing is you'll always have big lips and a big nose, not to mention shit-colored skin. Which I kind of used that same joke with the Haitian thing earlier on in the program. Zachary said, you have literal monkey traits. Monkey traits! Then a black person writes in, white is clean? Question mark. Girl, have you actually been really close with white people? Most of them don't ever take showers. Most of them don't have a good hygiene. Hashtag irony. Then a white person responded, that's a crock of shit! You ever seen how clean white neighborhoods are? I don't think they're going to live in these beautiful rich neighborhoods and yet have low standards for their own personal hygiene. It really doesn't work like that. Maybe you're thinking of poor people. And then the black person was like, yeah, poor people are gross. Something we can all agree on. I love to see it when races come together. No, that last part didn't happen. And with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist of the fucked up news right now. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? That is our member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Well over 3,000 shows in there. I've been doing this show since December 2004. When you sign up, you get access to thousands of hours. Probably, what, around 2,000, 3,000 hours worth of shows. Plus, every week we do new exclusive programs just for paying members. Tomorrow, I will be back doing a Sideshow exclusive podcast, and again on Thursday. So it's a great time to sign up. Membership's very inexpensive, only $6.99 a month. Even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. Lots of options there. Something to fit in everyone's budget. All major credit cards and PayPal accepted. Other ways to support the show, we've got a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. Three quick stories now. First up, Dawn Moon spent the last decade dreaming of opening her own salon after getting licensed as a nail technician. Well, her dream has come true. But some people in the neighborhood are not happy with the name she chose for her business. Hand jobs, nails, and spas. This is an idea I've had for 10 years, Moon said. It's a play on words, but really, it is exactly what we do as nail techs. Hands. We're very reasonably priced. Nails start at $20, and we'll jerk off your husband for free while he waits for you. It's not illegal if we don't charge for it. I checked with my lawyer. Well, a lawyer. Well, a guy who said he was a lawyer on Reddit. The owner, Dawn Moon, believes that the name of the salon is rather logical. Others have mixed opinions, though, which they've shared on social media. What the hell are people thinking? One person wrote, while another said, take it down! I can't believe Perkins allowed you to use that name. Offensive. Was that the name of the town, Perkins? All of the attention, however, is simply being viewed as free advertising by the owner and the many people who support her. The talk about the sign started almost immediately. Within 24 hours, we had massive social media attention. Honestly, we've had way more positive feedback and a ton of support, and very few who don't love it. The reaction from those who are fans of the idea include a number of other local businesses who have openly shared their support for Moon in response to a Facebook post asking if people are offended. Still, the town has yet to approve the salon's signage because of Moon's failure to submit a request for a sign permit. Until she does, the town can't review or comment on the proposed name. When asked if Moon has a plan B if it's rejected, that should be the name of her salon, Plan B. Or maybe how about just Fingered? That's what we work on. We work on fingers. Get it? By the way, you can totally, Dawn, if you're listening to the show, feel free to use my suggestion. When asked if Moon has a plan B if it's rejected, she says, of course, although we're not speaking on that at the moment. In the meantime, Moon is still fulfilling requests for merchandise after a few people have suggested making shirts with the salon's name on them. We're in the process of making the designs now. If you want to see the sign for hand jobs, nails, and spas, I've made it today's featured image over there at distortedview.com and superfreaksideshow.com. Second story we have for you today. Today, the self-proclaimed miracle maker who plans to father up to 2,500 children. I like that he calls himself the miracle maker. He thinks highly of himself. All right, he plans to father up to 2,500 children. He's been labeled as potentially dangerous and a risk to women's health after wrapping up his sperm donation tour in Australia. Good day! Aren't I just fucking clever? Now, you guys have to understand, just because he says he's donating sperm, he's not going the legit way. Like, he's not going to a sperm bank, donating his sperm, and then the women go. No, he's donating directly. He's jizzing all over poor Australia. And it's already been so hot there. It's a hot, sticky mess down there. Known only as Joe Donor, the internet... Okay, like, these women who are accepting his sperm, they don't even know his full name, and they're letting him fuck them? This is crazy! Known only as Joe Donor, the international sperm... spunk. The international spunk donor arrived in Australia in January, and he won't leave. He keeps finding new cunts to fill. Yes, he arrived in January with a mission to get as many women pregnant as possible. Australian women are super easy. So this guy sat down for a 60 Minutes interview. This is like the Australian version of 60 Minutes. And the interviewer said, "You're risking women's lives by your very deliberate actions. You're not helping anyone." First of all, assuming he's clean, you know, disease-free, these women are saving so much money on artificial insemination. So yeah, he is doing a service. Joe Donor, who doesn't use his real name and identity, has fathered children across the United States, South America, and now Australia. So far, he estimates that more than 800 attempts at insemination have resulted in more than 100 children. It's not a great batting average. I'm basically only having sex to get women pregnant. I'm not chasing rainbows or fantasies, he said. This is all about draining my balls. I mean, for many of us, he is living the dream. He doesn't need to chase the rainbow. He's on the rainbow. He's riding that rainbow. He's like Skittles. Taste the rainbow. Inseminate the rainbow. All right. While Joe offers his sperm to women for artificial use, what does that mean? To drink? Like, for non-insemination purposes? Like, you could do whatever you want with my cum. Artificial use. While Joe offers his sperm to women for artificial use, at no cost other than reimbursement of his expenses, he claims that natural insemination and unprotected sexual intercourse is a more effective way of getting pregnant. Joe says that half his clients opt to use the natural method, so he's not always fucking these women. Sometimes they're like, you know, just give me a vial of it. I'll pour it in my pussy hole. Joe's scheme is unconventional at best and dangerous at worst. Family and fertility expert and lawyer Stephen Page is outraged that he didn't think of this first. Oh, no. Saying Joe is putting vulnerable women and their potential children at serious risk. He's really playing the role of God, or just a deadbeat dad. And he shouldn't be playing the role of God. It's not really playing God. I mean, you know, anyone can fucking procreate. Most of us can procreate if you're shooting blanks. Ha ha, you're not a real man. All right, he shouldn't be playing the role of God towards desperate women and their kids, Page said. I just think he's mad and dangerous, and these women shouldn't be going anywhere near him. I mean, God, it's just fucking cum, right? Women getting knocked up by strangers every day. These women at least want to get pregnant. They pretty much know what they're in for. But what has eyebrows raised, is Joe's somewhat dismissive attitude towards women's health and proper medical checks. Oh, here we go. Some people, they want to do background checks and a drug test. And I'm like, you know, you're not giving me the keys to the nuclear missiles. We're just making a baby. Joe Doner believes that medical checks and screenings for sexually transmitted infections are all part of a conspiracy by IVF clinics to make money. He does say that he gets tested once a year for STIs. But I'm like, if you're banging chicks left and right to get them pregnant, you know, they could be giving you something. I feel like maybe once a month would be safer. The rate at which he has unprotected sex could be putting all the women he sees at risk of any number of sexually communicable diseases. If he's having sex a number of times a year, more than a number of times, it's a large number, and it's unprotected, and in the process he's not getting checked, what do you reckon, Paige said. Sooner or later, the odds are he may well have HIV and transmits that to someone else. AIDS, are you talking about AIDS? You better get one of them tests, you know, spur of the moment bullshit. The interviewer then says, you're putting women's health at risk. And you know what Joe Doner said? Because he's so fucking awesome. The real risk is that a woman will die a spinster without a child. This guy's my hero. All right, final story we have for you today. Why is Shrek in the news? What is this? A chemistry teacher who showed shocking videos of cartoon character Shrek raping young children to her class has been fired. It would be more shocking if she wasn't fired, actually. Claire Thompson used her school computer to share the pornographic clips in her classroom. Is this the Shrek is love thing? Because that's not really pornographic. I found that on YouTube. If it's on YouTube, it can't be pornographic. That's always my excuse. Inappropriate videos on German and Russian torture techniques were also played. Students had asked to watch the videos at the... They asked for this! Students had asked to watch the videos at the end of the classes, and Thompson put them on and laughed along with them. Probably because they were funny, and they're meant to be jokes, and everyone's got to fucking stick up their ass these days. Thompson, who taught at a high school in Fife, F-I-F-E, was reported to bosses and suspended. That's what's so great. Like, the students are like, please play this Shrek video. Please play it at the end of class if we're good and we do all our work. And the teacher's like, okay, we'll play it. And then the teacher is promptly reported. There's always that one kid in the classroom who's a fucking buzzkill. This teacher was found guilty by the GTCS, which I guess is the General Teaching Council or something, of repeatedly allowing pupils to watch material of an inappropriate and sexual nature during classes using council equipment between October and December of 2016. A charge that she repeatedly left pupils unsupervised within the classroom was also found proved, which is not unusual. Our teachers left us alone all the time. It's not like we could, you know, we escaped or anything. We just stayed in the classroom and we talked. We cherished those moments. Pupils who were studying higher chemistry in Thompson's class gave evidence that the videos were shown weekly on a large smart board through the teacher's work computer. One female student said, I bet you that's who complained. One female student said the first video showed a cartoon of Shrek going into a residential school and having sexual intercourse with a young orphan boy aged around 12. It lasted approximately 5 to 6 minutes. She said the videos made her feel uncomfortable, but Thompson seemed to think that the clips were funny and did not turn them off. How come the students aren't in trouble for this shit? For sending her the links? Another pupil said some classmates had suggested putting on the videos to the teacher as a joke and didn't expect her to play them. The head teacher of the school viewed the videos after the matter was reported to her. She described them as pornographic and said they showed Shrek raping children in school. Why haven't I seen these videos? Thompson, who did not attend the disciplinary hearings, claimed that an inappropriate video had only been shown once. Thompson cannot apply to be re-registered as a teacher for 2 years, so she'll be working at a Chipotle or something. going to be very awkward when she sees some of her former students at the mall pretzel place. She's working at Auntie Anne's or whatever the fuck that pretzel place is called. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you, freaks. 206-666-4463. That's our voicemail line. There are many other ways to follow the show. You know, it's on distortedview.com. Find it that way. I'm sick of saying the same shit every episode. You know, everyone knows how to use the internet. Just look me up. Find me. Yes, what?
Tim.
God.
Please call Brad Carter and do that idea about the prank call that's related to the news.
Oh, you like that idea.
Awesome. It's not a dumb idea. Maybe like a little section.
It's a dumb idea. I mean, it might work, but it's dumb.
Maybe like a little section or at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Before the news stories or after you do a prank call. Okay. Do it. Definitely call him and get the show rolling. I'm sure he'd be more than willing to do something cool.
All right. Well, I'll run it by Brad and see what he thinks of it.
Jigaloo Timmy Boo with Canadian Sideshow Freak Sunshine Bunny Crush. And I'm just catching up on some episodes that I missed due to a technical issue on my part. Recently you were playing that clip of that guy, like, cleaning out his sex doll's vagina or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised you didn't catch on, because that guy sounded exactly like Jesse Lee Peters, that weird, crazy, right-wing black preacher that you seem to be fascinated about. Which leads me into my next point, because you also played a clip of him talking to game streamer, whatever, named Destiny. And if that's the same...
That's a female name? Do you want to be a female?
Destiny I'm thinking of, then he's actually worth looking into. Because if I recall correctly, he got into a lot of trouble because he was, like, defending pedophilia or something like that. Everybody's fucked.
I
wish we were all dead, except you, Timmy, because your show is amazing.
Oh, I'm sure there are skeletons in my closet, too. They'll come out. I'll look that up, because that's pretty interesting. I was obviously on the gamer's side during that Jesse Lee Peterson confrontation. And then come to find out, Destiny might be pro-pedophilia. Of course. One more here.
You're going to be who, Haley's Comet calling up with a question for the bidet-owning freaks.
Oh,
I'm going to be getting one in the near future. And
I got one here if you want it.
And I wanted to know if you guys felt it was worth it to spring for the one that also has a hot water feed, or if I should just go with the cold water model.
Well, I can answer that. Of course you want to spring for the warm water. You want a jet of ice-cold water splashing up into your anus?
I want to know if...
That's what I'm most worried about.
It's worth the extra effort.
I had nightmares about that. I still haven't set it up. If you went on my Twitter sheet this past weekend, and I don't know why you wouldn't be following me on Twitter, you will have seen what I was up to, and it's my basement, and it's in shambles. Like, it is destroyed. You really should check it out for a laugh as I cry.
The expense and the little bit of extra plumbing involved to get that up and running. I need a bidet is thanks to a,
hemorrhoids,
shall we say, defective digestive tract inherited from my mother's side of the family. I need a colonoscopy every 3 years. And as anyone who's ever had one knows, that comes with about a week on laxatives that makes the Taco Bell shits or any of those stupid trendy cleanses look like a Bristol 5.
So you've been shitting your brains out.
So
wiping can't be pleasant.
So I'd really rather be able to just...
I think I need to take some sort of like fiber pills or something. That might help with wiping situation. It's
really
just like
rather
over.
Be able
like,
to
it just takes
sit
so
down
long.
And have most of that mess rinsed off my ass as opposed to rubbing myself raw, trying to clean it off with toilet paper
visual
or wipes, or having to take a shower every time I have one of these shits. Because, you know, frankly, when you're on the cleanse stage leading up to colonoscopy.
He's still talking about this.
This can happen a lot during the day.
Oh, so right.
I'm waiting for feedback from the freaks who own bidets. Is the version that has temperature control worth it, or is cold water just fine?
All right. We need some Consumer Report style reviews of hot water. Not hot water. We don't want scalding water hitting your anus, but, you know, a nice, gentle, nice, warm, soothing temperature stream up your ass as opposed to cold water. What's better, I wonder? All right, that is all the time. And is it worth the extra cost, I guess? That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in...
I'm sitting on shit and piss!
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Remember, tomorrow's show is going to be Sideshow exclusive. If you want to hear it, you got to sign up, superfreaksideshow.com. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Wednesday. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
Hi, I'm B. Arthur with a message for women who take Premarin. Don't. It's made of horse urine. I'm not kidding.